2 Samuel chapter 17, starting from verse 1.
Moreover, Ahithophel said unto Absalom, Let me now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night. And I will come upon him while he was weary and weak-handed, and will make him afraid. And all the people that are with him shall flee, and I will smite the king only. And I will bring back all the people unto thee. The man whom thou seekest is as if all returned. So all the people shall be in peace.
Ahithophel, and this man is advisor to Absalom. He was advising his father. And if you remember last time we learned about him, he gave the bad advice to go to his concubines and spoil David's name. So Absalom took this man's advice and spoiled David's name. And now he's giving a second advice. This is also, he thought he's giving a good advice. And what he says to Absalom, 12,000 people, and I'm going to go, and David might be weary and tired, and we are going to scare him so much, so he will be afraid. And then when he's tired and weary, I am going to kill the king, and I will bring all the people safe back home. And this advice he gave, and I think everybody likes his advice. Read the verse 4.
And the saying pleased Absalom well and all the elders of Israel.
Now, this advice he gave, this advice Absalom shared with the Israeli people, his military officers, and they said, hey, this is a good advice. Now, this man was really, really against David. He's betraying David, even though he was his advisor, and now he's advising Absalom. And so people liked his advice. He gave a good advice. He was going to go secretly. And when you have only 12,000 people, they can surround him slowly and nobody will see. So he thought, I'm giving good advice. And everybody liked his advice. But God wanted to protect David. So God did not allow Absalom to take his advice. So see what happens. Verse 5.
Then said Absalom, call now Hushai the Archite also, and let us hear likewise what he saith.
Now he said, let's call the Hushai. He is another advisor of David and David's friend. So David told him secretly, you go there and you act like his friend, Absalom's friend, but whatever he does, you give me signal, send somebody so I can be alert. So now he's giving advice to Absalom. And now look at his advice and the other guy's advice. Verse 6.
And when Hushai was come to Absalom, Absalom spake unto him, saying, Ahithophel hath spoken after this manner. Shall we do after his saying? If not, speak thou. And Hushai said unto Absalom, the counsel that Ahithophel hath given is not good at this time.
Now he is saying, whatever the advice gave it to you, his advice is not good. And now he is giving the reason why his advice is not good. So when he compares the both people's advice, then he says, hey, Hushai's advice is good. Let's read verse 8.
For said Hushai, thou knowest thy father and his men, that they be mighty men, and they be chafed in their minds as a bear robbed of her whelps in the field. And thy father is a man of war and will not lodge with the people. Behold, he is hid now in some pit or in some other place, and it will come to pass, when some of them be overthrown at the first, that whosoever heareth it will say, there is a slaughter among the people that follow Absalom.
A very excellent warrior. And he knows how to do the things. His other warriors also trained, and they are strong. and they know what they're doing. And he says, my father is like right now, you take the bear cub from the mommy bear, and how the bear will be so angry, that's the way he's angry right now. And so, if you do any harm to him, he's not going to keep quiet, and his army is very, very strong, and they are going to defeat you. Verse 9 and 10.
Behold, he is hid now in some pit or in some other place, and it will come to pass, when some of them be overthrown at the first, that whosoever heareth it will say, there is a slaughter among the people to follow Absalom. And he also that is valiant, whose heart is as the heart of a lion, shall utterly melt, for all Israel knoweth that thy father is a mighty man, and they which be with him are valiant men.
One time he said he's like a bear, and now he says his heart is like a lion. Lion is never afraid. He's very courageous animal. They said the king of the jungle. But now some people say elephant is the king of the jungle, but elephant doesn't go and kill anybody, only if somebody comes in his way. And so he's giving him warning, and now he's telling him what to do. Verse 11.
Therefore I counsel that all Israel be generally gathered unto thee, from Dan even to Beersheba, as the sand that is by the sea for multitude, and that thou go to battle in thine own person.
Now he's saying, I'll give you advice. That other guy, Hephathah, he told you, I'll take 12,000 people. But the David has more than 12,000 people with him. So you cannot defeat David with 12,000 people. So I'm giving you advice, take the people, all the Israeli people, all the warriors of Israel. And so now when he gives that idea, it's not easy to get all the people together, each and every state you have to go on, each and every person you have to convince and get the people ready, it will take a long time. So he gave this idea. I thought, why he's giving this idea? More people will be easily killing David. But this idea he gave so that David can run away. Because if he going and taking all these people and arranging them and telling them what to do, so it will take a long time before that David can be leaving that place and hiding somewhere. So that's what he gave the idea. Verse 12.
So shall we come upon him in some place where he shall be found, and we will light upon him as the dew falleth on the ground, and of him and of all the men that are with him there shall not be left so much as one. Moreover, if he be gotten into a city, then shall all Israel bring ropes to that city, and we will draw it into the river until there be not one small stone found there.
Now he's giving advice. We can go all around. We have all people. And so he might be running for his life. So we will go after him, and we will find him, and we will defeat him. Sound like a good idea, but at the same time, when they're gathering these people, David already told this Hushai, give me news. Send somebody. He says, send the priest children or somebody to inform me. And so this man already gave the idea to Absalom, do this, and Absalom thinking this is a good idea. But at the same time, this was God's doing to save David. Verse 14.
And Absalom and all the men of Israel said, the counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel. For the Lord had appointed to defeat the good counsel of Ahithophel, to the intent that the Lord might bring evil upon Absalom.
See, here he's saying, Ahithophel give the advice. He said, that advice is not good. Let's take the advice of Hushai. Now here he's saying, God changed it this way because the Absalom was going to get killed, not David. And so even though they chosen the idea of Hushai, but that was not good for Absalom, that was good for David. And see what happens, verse 15.
Then said Hushai unto Zadok and to Abiathar the priests, thus and thus did Ahithophel counsel Absalom and the elders of Israel, and thus have I counseled.
Now he sends two people. I said priest's son, Jodak's sons, and Abiathar's priest. He sends two people and tell the David, this is what the Ahithophel gave the advice to Absalom, and this is the advice I gave. So you better cross the Jordan River, go somewhere. And that's what he gave the advice. But I think from when we read, David did not go to only Jordan. He came back to Jerusalem, and he is already in his palace. But it doesn't say here. We will be learning in chapter 18, verse 16.
Now therefore send quickly and tell David, saying, lodge not this night in the plains of the wilderness, but speedily pass over, lest the king be swallowed up and all the people that are with him.
Now they said, go quickly and tell the David, and tell him to you should be running for your life. So David took advice, but at the same time, when those people were given the advice, go and tell the David, somebody heard it. And those people were going after these two men who were going to tell the David the story, what the Hushai is telling. But see how God protect those people. Verse 17.
Now Jonathan and Ahimaaz stayed by Enrogel, for they might not be seen to come into the city. And a wench went and told them, and they went and told King David. Nevertheless, a lad saw them and told Absalom. But they went both of them away quickly and came to a man's house in Bahurim, which had a well in his court, whither they went down. And the woman took and spread a covering over the well's mouth and spread ground corn thereon, and the thing was not known.
These people came, and then they came to one house, and they explained, this is what happening, enemies after us. So the lady says, okay, you go down to the well, and you stay there. And they went in the well, she covered the well, and put some corn or something to dry. And the other people come and they say, hey, did you see this, Jonathan and his friend, they were going to give the news to David. Did you see them? He said, yes, I saw them. They just went to that creek or somewhere. Just go and find them. They went there. They could not find it. When they went back, these people come out of the well and go and give the news to David. Read verse 20.
And when Absalom's servants came to the woman to the house, they said, where is Ahimaaz and Jonathan? And the woman said unto them, they be gone over the brook of water. And when they had sought and could not find them, they returned to Jerusalem. And it came to pass after they were departed that they came up out of the well and went and told King David and said unto David, arise and pass quickly over the water, for thus hath Ahithophel counseled against you.
Now they come to David and say, listen, hurry up. Ahithophel gave the advice to Absalom, and we don't know what the Absalom is going to do, but we want you to run away from this, cross the river, and go further. Here doesn't say where David went, but I believe David, already when the armies are going to fight, he came back to his place, and he was already in his palace. So David already listened, and he went away from there. Verse 22.
And then David arose, and all the people that were with him, and they passed over Jordan. By the morning light there lacked not one of them that was not gone over Jordan. And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his ass and arose, and gat him home to his house, to his city, and put his household in order, and hanged himself and died, and was buried in the sepulchre of his father.
Now see the other guy who gave the advice, and he found out nobody took his advice, so he went home, took a donkey, went home, put his house in order, and he hanged himself. And then he was buried with his father's tomb. So you see how people are so proud If somebody doesn't listen to them, they feel so guilty, they feel bad, they feel useless, and they don't want to live anymore. And so he took his life and died. So it's a sad thing, but when you sow the bitter seed, or if you sow the some kind of bad plan, or tell somebody to do something wrong, God is watching. God knows that you are trying to kill my favorite, what you call, warrior, David. God was looking after David, even though he committed sin. God protect David many, many, many times. And so this time, when this man gave the bad idea, and he died like a fool. Word 24? Okay.
Then David came to Mahanaim, and Absalom passed over Jordan, he and all the men of Israel with him.
Now David got out of that place, and he came to the one place, Hamanan, but I don't know the places, so I believe he gradually came to Jerusalem. Verse 25. Okay.
And Absalom made Amasa captain of the host instead of Joab, which Amasa was a man's son, whose name was Ithra, an Israelite that went in to Abigail, the daughter of Nahash, sister to Zeruiah, Joab's mother.
Now you see, Absalom wanted to make Joab as a captain, but as you know, Joab and Absalom, they had disagreement. So he knew that Joab is not a good man. So now he's taking a one person who is enemy to Joab. That man was bad man. He slept with Joab's mother, so he's a bad person. And so he took him as his captain. So now you can see one captain, Joab captain, is for David. And the other guy is for Absalom. Now the Absalom got a bad people. Bad people giving bad advice and bad people fighting. So when your heart is not good and you're doing all things wrong, so everything will go wrong. If your heart tuned to God and you're working for God, God gives you good advice, God protects you, and God supplies your needs. But now here, Absalom got a bad advice, and he already did bad thing. He went with his David's wife. He defiled himself. His mind is corrupt, and now he took corrupt people with him, and so everything going down, and they are going to be defeated. Verse 27.
So Israel and Absalom pitched in the land of Gilead. And it came to pass, when David was come to Mahanaim, that Shobi the son of Nahash of Rabbah of the children of Ammon, and Machir the son of Amiel of Lodabar, and Barzillai the Gileadite of Rogalim, brought beds and basins, and earthen vessels, and wheat and barley and flour, and parched corn, and beans and lentils, and parched pulse, and honey and butter and sheep and cheese of kine for David and for the people that were with him to eat. For they said, the people is hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness.
David defeated these people. But now those people saw David is running for his life. And those people became David's slave. Maybe David treat them very well. So now they know that David is a good king. If the David is killed and Absalom becomes king, we will be in trouble. Because even though we were defeated by David, David treated us very well. So we are going to help David. See how God does, even the time of need, he can even tell your enemies to help you. The word of God says when your ways right with God and you are friendly with God and you are loving God, he makes your enemy your friend. So this is what we're seeing. These enemies, people from, they coming and helping the David. And not a one thing they got, so lots of food. And they're saying, you know what, why we bought this food? You are in this jungle. You need some food. Your people are weary and tired. So that's why we bought this food in wilderness. So from this, David is still in the wilderness, but he is away from Absalom. And so now David is safe. He got food. You remember the other guy said, Ahithal said, I'm going to go. David is weary. He's tired. He's afraid. And he's running for his life. What I'm going to do, I'm going to find him. And I'm going to just kill the David. And all these 12,000 people, I will bring safely and in peace. But see, when David was weary and tired, God sent some food and everything. And David was very happy. And now he's running for his life, but I believe he comes to Jerusalem. And we finished the chapter 17. We're going to chapter 18. 2 Samuel chapter 18, start from verse 1.
And David numbered the people that were with him and set captains of thousands and captains of hundreds over them.
Now David, what he did, he said, okay, we are going to make a team. Some people will be captain of thousands, some people will be captain of 100. And now he has three different warriors, Joab and his brother, and there is another brother. There are three different captains. They made a three different groups, and he's sending them separately. Not only that, he said, I want to come, and I want to help you people out. But people said, no, you cannot go, because your value is more than 10,000 people. So you should not go. Verse 2.
And David sent forth a third part of the people under the hand of Joab, and a third part under the hand of Abishai the son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, and a third part under the hand of Ittai the Gittite. And the king said unto the people, I will surely go forth with you myself also. But the people answered, Thou shalt not go forth, for if we flee away, they will not care for us, neither if half of us die, they will care for us. But now thou art worth 10,000 of us, therefore now it is better that thou succor us out of the city.
One man gave good advice. You know what? We are all these three captains, they will take care of the armies. Now, with David, they are only 600, but now he is saying 1,000 and 100, and maybe more people gathered. With David, when he was running only 400 to 600 people, but more people joined to David, because you remember 50% followed Absalom and 50% were following David. So now David made three groups, and he said, I'm going to come. They said, no, you don't go, because you should be safe. Maybe go to city, maybe go to your palace. We will take care of it. And now these people going for a war. Verse 4.
And the king said unto them, What seemeth you best I will do? And the king stood by the gate side, and all the people came out by hundreds and by thousands. And the king commanded Joab and Abishai and Ittai, saying, Deal gently for my sake with the young man, even with Absalom. And all the people heard when the king gave all the captains charge concerning Absalom.
He sent three groups of people. Thousands of people came, he said, to fight against Absalom. And now he tells the three captains, you know what, if you're going to war, take care of my son. Don't you kill him or hurt him, keep him safe. At that time, Joab didn't say, Absalom wants to kill you, and he got all the Israeli people against you, and you want us to not to kill Absalom, then the war is over. Because he is the king. We can kill thousands of Israeli people, but if we don't kill the Absalom, we will losing the war. But Joab didn't say anything. He kept it in his mind. If I find Absalom, I'm going to kill him. But he is not going to tell David. But David is saying something. It shows like you have a heart for your son. But I was thinking, if you have a heart for your son, tell the warriors, hey, stop everything. I'm going to give my kingdom to Absalom. We don't want any bloodshed. We don't want fighting. And let my son be king. But now David is playing both ways. He wants his kingdom, and he doesn't want his son to be killed. And so the people get confused. They get two different messages. how are we going to go and defeat these Israeli people without defeating Absalom? You remember the man said, you know, they can kill us all, but if they don't kill you, then there is no defeat. But if they kill you, we will be all defeated. So you better go. You are worth more than 10,000. But David gave advice, but see what happens. Verse 6.
So the people went out into the field against Israel, and the battle was in the wood of Ephraim, where the people of Israel were slain before the servants of David, and there was a great slaughter that day of 20,000 men.
Now see how many people died? 20,000 people died for one foolish mistake. Absalom is not dead yet. 20,000 people died, and they are running for their life. And now this battle is happening in a jungle, wooded area. So he says 20,000 people died, but the sum of the people died without anybody killing them. They are bumping to trees and here and there, and people are dying left and right. And so it was a very bad area and so many trees and woods. So that's what happened. Verse 8.
For the battle was there scattered over the face of all the country, and the wood devoured more people that day than the sword devoured. And Absalom met the servants of David. And Absalom rode upon a mule, and the mule went under the thick boughs of a great oak, and his head caught hold of the oak, and he was taken up between the heaven and the earth, and the mule that was under him went away.
They said people were dying because of trees. And so somebody said, how they died? Absalom was running, and he was sitting on the mule, and his hair caught up to the tree. Now there are two different trees. Here says in Old King James says oak tree. New King James said terebinth tree. But doesn't matter, tree is tree. They just wanted to say he was hanging on the tree. And the mule ran away. Mule did not stop there. Some of the horses you ride all the time, and if you have some problem, horse will not run away. It will wait for you until you say something. And so, but this is the mule. Some people say mule is a mixture of donkey and horse. So the donkeys are dumb. So this is a dumb animal ran away. Absalom is hanging on the tree, and somebody saw it. That man comes running to Joab. Hey, Joab, I saw that Absalom hanging on the tree. And see what Joab is saying to him.
And a certain man saw it and told Joab and said, behold, I saw Absalom hanged in an oak. And Joab said unto the man that told him, and behold, I sawest him, and why didst thou not smite him there to the ground? And I would have given thee 10 shekels of silver and a girdle.
Joab is saying, you saw the Absalom hanging and you didn't kill him? I would have given him 10 shekels of silver and the belt. And so this man is telling Joab, did you know what the king said? So he said, if you would have given me 1,000 shekels, I would not do that. Because he said, if I would have done it, I would be guilty. You will be the one judging me, saying, David, this man killed your son, so let's kill him. So he said, I would not do these things because David's command is there. Let's read the verse 12.
And the man said unto Joab, though I should receive 1,000 shekels of silver in mine hand, yet would I not put forth mine hand against the king's son. For in our hearing the king charged thee and Abishai and Ittai, saying, beware that none touch the young man Absalom. Otherwise I should have wrought falsehood against mine own life. For there is no matter hid from the king, and thou thyself wouldest have set thyself against me.
So he said, you know what? The one is the David's command. He said to you and your brother and another captain, don't harm my son. And now you telling me I should have killed him. He said, no, I cannot do that because everybody will be against me and you will be against me, and the most of all, David's command is there, and I cannot kill king's son. I would feel guilty. But Joab didn't like what the man said. He said, you telling me this story, I cannot wait. he might run away, so I have to go and do the job. So what do you call, Joab is running there, and he had 10 bodyguards. 10 bodyguards means they are not only bodyguards, they are carrying the weapons for him. So now he's going with 10 other people to kill Absalom. Let's read verse 14.
Then said Joab, I may not tarry thus with thee. And he took 3 darts in his hand and thrust them through the heart of Absalom while he was yet alive in the midst of the oak. And 10 young men that bare Joab's armor compassed about and smote Absalom and slew him.
Now see what happened. Absalom is a strong young man. Joab comes and throws the 3 spears. You know the spears are very sharp and very hard on his heart. But 3 spears struck his heart, but the Absalom is still alive. He didn't die. So then all he gave the command to all these 10 people, they surround him, and all the 10 people start throwing the spears. So you can see 13 spears he took to kill Absalom. He's a strong, healthy man. And it's a sad story that they killed him. Not only that, they did not give him a good burial. He's a king's son. They should have brought his body to the Jerusalem and give him very dignifying burial. But they didn't do that. Let's see what happens. Verse 16. Okay.
And Joab blew the trumpet, and the people returned from pursuing after Israel, for Joab held back the people. And they took Absalom and cast him into a great pit in the wood, and laid a very great heap of stones upon him, and all Israel fled, everyone to his tent.
See, Joab already informed the people, like saying the trumpet, don't fight, Absalom is dead. And they came, all people there, and they don't have to dig the hole. In that place, there was already dig pit there. Just like somebody already made it, ready-made thing. So they saw it, just put it in that pit and put a big stone on the top and then put all the roll, all more stones, and they already buried him and they just went home. The war is over. Okay, verse 18.
Now Absalom in his lifetime had taken and reared up for himself a pillar which is in the king's dale. For he said, I have no son to keep my name in remembrance. And he called the pillar after his own name, and it is called unto this day Absalom's place.
Now here is saying, Absalom didn't have any children, so he made the big monument pillar or something and put his name. But actually we know that Absalom had the children. Go to the 2 Samuel chapter 14, verse 27.
And unto Absalom were born 3 sons and 1 daughter, whose name was Tamar. She was a woman of a fair countenance.
Now here it says Absalom had 3 sons and 1 daughter. But here it says he didn't have the son, so he made the monument, some monument or some kind of pillar. But what happened, maybe he got a daughter and no children coming. Just like I got Priscilla and Philip came after 5 years. So he might be thinking, I got a daughter and no sons, so I'll die like a sonless, so I want to make a monument. But God already gave him 3 sons. So here we see, he made a pillar and he made his name, and people are saying still that is called this Absalom's place. So the people go there and see that place, and some people even go to his burial ground and throw the stone, Absalom's burial ground, because they hate Absalom. Verse 19.
Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, let me now run and bear the king's tidings, how that the Lord hath avenged him of his enemies. And Joab said unto him, thou shalt not bear tidings this day, but thou shalt bear tidings another day. But this day thou shalt bear no tidings, because the king's son is dead.
Now here, the priest's son asking Joab, can I go and give this news to king? He says, don't go today. His son has just died. And David will be very, very sad. So you can go some other day. And so he wanted to protect this priest's son. Because if you remember, somebody came and gave the news, Saul died, and the man says, I took his crown and this and that, and I killed him. So David says, kill this man. And so if somebody gives the bad news, David might kill that man. So he said, don't go. You don't have a good news. Don't go. And so there is another guy, verse 21. Please read.
Then said Joab to Cushai, go tell the king what thou hast seen. And Cushai bowed himself unto Joab and ran.
Now this is another man, Cushai. Maybe he's a bad person. I don't know. So he said, you go. And he Joab thinking, if he get killed, let him get killed. But I want to protect the priest's son. So he did not allow him to go. But Cushai said, you go. You saw the war. You saw how Absalom died. Why don't you go and tell the king? So this man started running, going to tell the king. But the other guy, Abiathar's sons, start bugging Joab. Why don't you let me go? So he wanted to go. See what happens, verse 22.
Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, get again to Joab. But howsoever, let me, I pray thee, and also run after Cushai. And Joab said, wherefore wilt thou run, my son, seeing that thou hast no tidings ready? But howsoever, said he, let me run. And he said unto him, run. Then Ahimaaz ran by the way of the plain and overran Cushai.
Cushai is running, but this other guy, he's saying, I want to go, I want to run, I want to run. He said, fine, I said, go. You want to run? Go. Now the both people are running. Cushai running, and then this priest's son's running after him, faster than Cushai. So he's going, and somebody is watching from the wall. From that you know that has to be in Jerusalem. Verse 24.
And David sat between the two gates, and the watchman went up to the roof over the gate unto the wall, and lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man running alone.
Now see, David is sitting inside the two gates. That means that is his palace. And he's watching at the gate, and the other man is watching from the wall, is a watchman. And he is giving the news to David that somebody's coming running. So he said, okay, that might be a good news, one person is running. And so, see what the news coming, verse 25.
And the watchman cried and told the king, and the king said, if he be alone, there is tidings in his mouth. And he came apace and drew near. And the watchman saw another man running, and the watchman called unto the porter and said, behold, another man running alone. And the king said, he also bringeth tidings. And the watchman said, methinketh the running, the foremost, is like the running of Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok. And the king said, he is a good man and cometh with good tidings.
Priest's son is running faster than Cushai. Two people running. They said, one running separately. Say, okay, two people, one by one coming is a good news. But he says, I recognize one person. That one person looks like a priest's son. From that, you know, he was famous of running. So he recognizes, okay, but then this man is an honest man, priest's son. He will give a good news. But I was surprised that the priest's son did not give a good news. He just lied. And you can see it. Let's read a little bit further. Verse 28.
And Ahimaaz called and said unto the king, all is well, and he fell down to the earth upon his face before the king, and said, blessed be the Lord thy God, which hath delivered up the men that lifted up their hand against my lord the king. And the king said, is the young man Absalom safe? And Ahimaaz answered, when Joab sent the king's servant, and me thy servant, I saw a great tumult, but I knew not what it was.
He said, well, I saw the so many people are getting killed, and this and that, and so much noise and this. What about Absalom? He says, I don't know. He would have killed him. You running and trying to give me news, but you don't have a news. Why did you run like that? But thank God, God did not allow him to kill the priest's son. So he said, stay aside. Let me find out another guy who is coming. Let's read verse 30.
And the king said unto him, turn aside and stand here. And he turned aside and stood still. And behold, Cushai came, and Cushai said, tidings, my lord the king, for the Lord hath avenged thee this day of all them that rose up against thee. And the king said unto Cushai, is the young man Absalom safe? And Cushai answered, the enemies of my lord the king, and all that rise against thee to do thee hurt be as that young man is.
See, this man also was scared to give the bad news to the king. He says, battle is over, so many people died, and this and that. And say, how about Absalom? He said, well, they're all your enemies, and so it should be happening to your enemy just like that young man. So he got the news. My son is dead. So now he is very upset about his son, and he's weeping and crying for his son. Let's read the verse 33.
And the king was much moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went, thus he said, O my son Absalom, my son Absalom, would God I had died for thee, O Absalom, my son, my son.
Now see, David heard Absalom is dead. Now he's saying, Absalom, my son, Absalom, I should have been dead. You should have been alive. Why didn't you do before? If you wanted to die, you should have called your son and said, son, I'm a king for this many years, and I don't want to run around. And you're a young man, you want to get this kingdom, do it. But you should not be alive for Absalom's sake. How many people died? More than 20,000 people died. And that time you're not crying. Oh my God, these 20, 30,000 people died. But he didn't care. He said, the man says so many people died and so many people. There's a fierce war happening. How about my son? But the man was afraid. But finally he said, well, they are all your enemies. So they should be like that young man. They should all die like a young man. He did not ask how he died. That story will come later. But the point I'm making, David didn't care about all the people, but he just cared about his son. People are selfish. We have to know the value of soul, a man's life. All men are equal. You cannot say, my son, my daughter, my family. There is a man used to pray. He's a Christian man. He said, Lord, bless me, bless my wife, bless my children, bless my dog. Amen. And so he got every day the same prayer. He has no other prayer. That is so selfish. So you cannot just pray for your family, yourself, and doesn't matter what happens to other people. David sounds so selfish. As a king, you have to have a compassion and love for all people. This should not be happening. I told you last time, as soon as he heard Absalom is getting ready to fight, he should have called Absalom. Absalom, come here, I have to talk to you. I kissed you, and I forgive you, and you are going against me. I have so many sons, but if you want a kingdom, I'll give half of my kingdom. Or I'll give more property. I'll give money. I'll give so much, whatever you want. But don't go against me, because between you and me, our people are going to die. Israeli people are going to die. But the point I'm making today, don't be like King David. God loved King David so much. Some people are saying, why God is loving him so much? He's doing so many wrong thing. His own captain comes and try to tell him, you don't care about all these Israeli people dead, and you care about your own son. And so he's tried to make sense to him, and so the job was a little bit tough, man. He killed his son, but at the same time he start telling David, listen, you don't act like this. Every soul has the value. Hundreds and thousands of Israeli people died, and you're crying for your son. People will be feeling guilty. So we should not be one-sided people. We should be looking for all people, not you and your family and your dog. Shall we rise? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us grace. Without your grace, we won't be alive. We see all around famine, war, disasters, earthquake, fire, all kinds of disasters happening, but we are still alive. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. There are people dying without God and without Christ. Give us grace to tell the dying world what we got. We got Jesus Christ. We got peace in our heart. We got eternal life. We are living a healthy life. So Lord, give us grace to reach out to somebody and give them the message of salvation. We commit ourselves into our loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Please be seated.